for our brief meditation this morning is a portion of our gospel lesson previously read, taken from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter, we read beginning at the first verse. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So far, the words of our text. My dear friends in Christ Jesus, our wonderful and all-abiding Savior, are you prepared for Christmas? Have you started sorting through all of those boxes of decorations that have accumulated over the years? Have you begun to untangle those things of Christmas life that you so hastily put away last January, promising yourself that this time you will wrap them up right the first time? If you are traveling, are your reservations confirmed? Are all your Christmas cards and letters at the post office? Has everyone received a gift from your Christmas list? Have you repented? Have you acknowledged your guilt before God? Have you turned from your sin and turned to God, imploring His forgiveness? Wait a minute. What are we saying here? How do we get from Christmas cards and praying reservations to repentance? Is repentance part of the Advent season? Is repentance part of preparing for Christmas? Yes, indeed. Repentance is part of the Advent season. It is also a very important preparation for Christmas, especially when we consider why Christ came. Seeing little children in Christian congregations throughout this entire land will be reciting those very familiar verses of the prophet Isaiah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Yet even though our children will recite these wonderful words, and we will hear them spoken in our congregation, let us not forget what else the prophet Isaiah said of this child born to us, this son given to us, whose name is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God. Isaiah says he was wounded for our iniquities. He was bruised for our transgressions. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and by his stripes we are healed. This is why Christ came. This is why God gave his Son to us. Christ came because of us, because of our sin. Even though we are sinful creatures, deserving of God's wrath and punishment, God gave his Son to us. Christ came, he suffered, he died, that we might be forgiven. It is interesting that our church fathers, who established the seasons of the church year and who appointed scripture passages to serve as text for these seasons, it is interesting that these men would pick these words of John the Baptist for the season of Advent. These words of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is almost as if they could see into the future. It is almost as if from back then years ago, they could see how busy things would be for us now, how each day would be filled with so many things for us to do. It is almost as if back then they could see that with our crowded schedule and with our busy days, that we may need a reminder. reminder of our need for Christ, our need for the forgiveness which He brings. It is so easy for us to forget our sins and our guilt before God. We can do this anywhere, any time. But it is especially easy for us when times are busy and when we have so many things that we are supposed to be doing. What a timely reminder these words of St. John the Baptist are for us. This call to repentance. For in this call to repentance, we are reminded of our sins. We are reminded of our need for Christ. John reminds us of our need for forgiveness, the need for the forgiveness which Christ brings. Each year at this time in our society, there seems to be a growing movement to take Christ out of Christmas. And with this growing movement, there always seems to be a growing reaction in the church to put Christ back into Christmas. An editor of a major newspaper in our country expressed this movement and reaction with these words. From the day after Thanksgiving to Christmas Eve, the merchant paints a picture of Santa Claus carrying a large bag of toys, while the preacher paints a picture of a baby laying in a manger. As called servants of the word, as professors and as future pastors of our church, it is not simply our duty to put Christ back into Christmas. It is not our duty to preach against Santa Claus and gift-giving as if there are some sort of threat to Christ. It is not our duty to speak of a lowly favor over against life and temper. No. It is not simply our duty to put Christ back into Christmas. Rather, it is our duty to put the need for Christ back into Christmas. The need for God's forgiveness. And we will only see our need for Christ after we see our sins. What a glorious message it was that those angels brought to the shepherds who were tending their flock by night. For to you this day is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. But what meaning is there in the news of a Savior if the need for a Savior is not recognized? What meaning is there in the confirmation of forgiveness of sins if the need for forgiveness is not recognized? And so we come back once again to these words of John the Baptist. Repent. Literally, be repentant. Daily acknowledge your sins before God. Daily turn from your sin and turn to God. The life of one called to faith by the Holy Spirit should be a life of daily and continual repentance. Martin Luther, in the very first of his 95 theses, says this: Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master, in saying repent ye, desires that the entire life of the believer be penitential. What an important message this is in preparing the human heart for forgiveness. What an important lesson this is for us as professors and as future pastors of the church. And what an important and timely reminder this is for all of us as we approach and prepare for Christmas. For in this call to repentance, we are reminded of our sins and of our need for Christ. We are reminded of our need for the forgiveness which He brings at Christmas time. And it is only after we see our need for forgiveness that we will be prepared for Christ's coming. It is only after we are repenting that we will be preparing for Christmas. God grant this to us for Jesus' sake. Amen.